The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Welcome to Get Real to Heal, where we help people understand that the small choices they make every day can have a big impact on their health. I'm Amanda LaPlante. I'm here with Dr. Sarah Wilmsmeyer. Hi, Dr. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing well. You have a really interesting story, I think, and that's one of the things that I love to do here on the show is bring in people who have had interesting health journeys or come to the integrative medical field in an interesting way. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and where you... how you got into this?
That's always a fun question. So in high school, you do your little career aptitude coursework, right? And mine, you know, various things came up, but the thing that really stood out to me was being a pharmacist. So I started to explore that for school, you know, oh, they have a great income. They do a lot of wonderful things in the community and that kind of thing. Like they're very well respected in the community, correct? So I shadowed a pharmacist, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I got my job junior in high school, working as a technician in the pharmacy. And then my senior year, I'm like, you know what? I think this is what I'll do. So I applied to school, got accepted into the program provisionally, and just kind of blew it away from there. Different parts going through school, it was like, this doesn't make sense, or this doesn't make sense. And I never had the answer for that, right? And then working, I've managed a pharmacy. I was in the process of actually opening my own pharmacy whenever I was introduced to nutrition.
Right.
And through that introduction, really figuring out where I was with my life, right? Like, for example, I was having chronic headaches, chronic back pain, digestive problems, headache problems, infertility issues, just, you know, this whole host of things. And I wasn't even 30 at this point. And then literally one day during a checkup appointment, I looked up at the doctor and I was like, you're helping people heal, right? And that was my total light bulb moment, as I like to call it.
Now, what kind of a doctor was this?
He was a doctor of chiropractic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just that light bulb moment of you're helping people heal their bodies, right? So from that point on, I spent the next 2 years getting the training, getting the advanced training, and just every day the miracles that happen just by addressing someone's underlying nutritional needs it's incredible.
That's great. So, and I love that light bulb moment that you had, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're looking at this person, you're going, wow. You know, you're helping people to heal. And that had to feel very different, you know, a juxtaposition with what you were dealing with in pharmacy.
Definitely. Because even as a pharmacist, it was like, okay, I would have these families come into me. And when I was managing, I definitely was able to create more relationships with some of my clients and that kind of thing. And you just start to realize that, you know, you come in on one thing and you see this often, and then you get your next prescription and you get your next prescription. When unfortunately, the way our healthcare is set up, we're not taught how to, you know, handle some of those underlying issues of what am I actually putting into my body and how is that contributing to some of the side effects, the diseases I'm experiencing, that kind of thing. And so moving into this was just like, oh, wow, like this opens a whole new world of a way to help people, you know, with their bodies and with their medications and with all the diseases that they're experiencing and the symptoms and just everything that goes along with that.
Now, so the technique that you use, Dr. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the technique that I'm specifically trained in is called nutrition response testing. And what it is it's a form of muscle testing. And muscle testing, it's been used. If you start Googling muscle testing, you'll find everything under the sun about it, right? But a lot of it is based on a quantum physics type of thing. And I'd be the first to say, I don't understand all of quantum physics, right? Like, I don't always understand everything behind what's happening. But what I do understand is that the body has the tools and the answers. And muscle testing and nutrition response testing is basically just a way of bringing out those hidden deficiencies that we can't typically always test for. We don't always have the testing for. Yes, you can go through and like, hey, do a biopsy here, or do this kind of test here. But unfortunately, testing is catching up. So it's becoming more easy to do different kinds of testing and that kind of thing. But if I can work with someone right there with their body and have a way of getting the answers out of it, it just makes sense.
And in a less invasive way.
Definitely. Very much less invasive. And that's always a funny point too, because when I was trained, pharmacists give immunizations, right? Like, you can go to the pharmacist and get any type of them. And it just always cracks me up because whenever we would do the flu clinics and that kind of thing, be like, wow, you're like really good. Like, can you do all my shots? And it was just one of those things like, yeah, like it's something I enjoyed doing. But now just knowing kind of the other side of things, it's like, okay, while I may be trained in this and have, you know, excellent bedside manner at this, it's like, I want to help people create a different kind of health situation in their bodies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So what are, and by the way, I you had mentioned at a talk that I saw you give about having helped your mother to recover. Mm. It was a great story. I wondered if you'd share a little bit about that as well.
Mm-hmm. So my mom, growing up, she was on chronic antibiotics for different sinus infections and things like that. She was overweight. It got to the point whenever I was doing this training that she was on anti-anxiety meds, anti-depression meds. She was on thyroid medication, hormone medication, and three different arthritis medications. She was to the point that like picking up a cup or like she cooks, that's one of her passions, right? Like holding the spoon to stir the pots, like that was just becoming very difficult for her. So she was one of my first clients. Thank you, mother. Gotta love our moms
love
for
mom.
That,
love
right?
Mom.
Love moms. And within a year and a half, we were able to drop her down to her high school dress size. So that was basically six sizes, I guess, is what she dropped. She came off of all but one of her arthritis medications. She got rid of the anti-anxiety, antidepressives. She got rid of the hormones and her thyroid stabilized. Mind you, she had a doctor as well who was very on board with her handling that and was very willing to work with her hormone situation and that kind of thing. So it's definitely very much of a collaboration in helping her achieve those things and helping walk her through some of, you know, the medication side of it. But she was doing all the work nutritionally to kind of make those changes. And it was just, it was really amazing to watch her go through that transformation.
That's fantastic. And there was another another thing that I witnessed when I went to see Dr. Sarah speak was she had her son. it's beautiful. I have a son who is 10, and mm-hmm. I love it when I see him drink green juice or talk to his friends about, you know, you don't really need that extra cookie. That one was enough. And I thought it was really great the way that you were working with your son on educating him on nutrition early on. I think that's really important for kids.
It is very important. And just a simple conversation of asking, will this give my body energy or will this make my body weak? Mm-hmm. And then being able to demonstrate that with him. It's like, oh, you want this? Great. Let's see if we can find one. Or, sweetheart, your body's in a spot today where it's not able to accept that additional fun, let's call it, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, oh, food and fun. Oh, mm-hmm. If we could just break the association. But that's another story for another day. But yeah, my son has a gluten intolerance. And mm-hmm. so there are some days that we can kind of get away with it. And there are other days that it is just not going to be worth it for him. And so, yeah, it's interesting to have them learn so early on to ride that line and to understand that with every bite, we are either building health or we're creating disease.
Correct. Very
so,
true.
Yeah. So what are some of the other key points that you, you know, you have a new client come in, what are some of the things that you start to educate with immediately? Where do you start most of the time?
I would say the very first thing that I end up starting with everybody on is sugar and carbohydrates. Most people don't realize exactly how much they're eating. They don't realize all the effects of sugar. So just, I like to use nancyappleton.com, and she has a link on there. I think the current is 143 reasons sugar is ruining your health. She also has a couple of books out there that are excellent reads. But until we can start looking at how sugar is affecting what is happening in our bodies, the rest of it, you know, sugar's number one. And sugar's hard because it's in everything. We're put on, I'm going to say, quote unquote, put on sugar as infants. It's in every food. Like if you just, you know, the next thing you eat, look at the label. Does it have a sugar or a sugar substance in it? It's in everything.
Yeah, it's extremely pervasive. And it's food companies have gotten so creative about hiding it under different names and
exactly.
finding ways to work it in because it makes the product more addictive, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And of course, then also just knowing the history of when we went to the low-fat era, low-fat, no-fat,
right.
got to make that food satiating. And so they would take the fat out and put the sugar in, right?
Exactly. And all the other chemicals and food additives. And
oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Yeah. So I think that's a great place to start. Now, and sugar, of course, causes inflammation in the body, and inflammation is an underlying factor with most diseases.
Correct.
Okay. So how do you talk to someone about sugar, and what are some of the steps that you take to get them to move away from a diet with sugar in it?
The first step is really just starting to write down the foods that you're eating. Everything that crosses your mouth, whether it's the coffee from Starbucks or is it the Frappuccino, is it, what did I have for breakfast? Did I have a snack? What times of day am I eating? Oh, look, I get home from work and that's when I'm sitting there like I'm going to eat, you know, 3 to 5 cookies before while I'm making dinner. Or am I running through the drive-thru and I'm going to grab, you know, a smoothie or an ice cream or something like that to tide me over? Or is that your dinner? So really just, you know, that's the first step. You have to be able to look at it and see it. And it's amazing how many clients, after they do that, they're like, oh, wow, I really do eat like that. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's that first awakening. And, you know, we just take it from there. Like if
I hear you. I deal with the same thing. So, exactly. You know, I'm a health coach and,
right.
And so one of my favorite things to do with new clients is to mm-hmm. go into their house and do a pantry mm-hmm. clean out.
Yes.
And read labels for the first time sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, for many of them, they just haven't been aware of it. It's really an interesting process when people start opening their eyes up to what's really in their foods.
Right.
And sugar, of course, being that one issue that we really try to avoid right off the bat. I do mm-hmm. the same thing. I really love to see people get off sugar because it's amazing how quickly other issues start to fall by
exactly.
the wayside, especially whenever you have inflammatory conditions. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So what are some of the other steps that you take with your clients? You know, what are some of the things actually... Better question.
Mm-hmm.
So you had, you know, a health issue where you were laying on the table with the doctor
mm-hmm.
and then you started to get into nutrition after that. I'm mm-hmm. assuming, or I'm wanting to know more about that story. You know, what was going on for you at that point in your life? You mentioned some of the symptoms and some of the issues, but what did you learn that worked for you?
So my case is a little interesting in the fact that, when I started, I had a wheat, corn, and soy sensitivity. Try going to the grocery store and finding foods without wheat, corn, and soy.
Ironically, I have, and it's
yes.
It's fun. So I have extreme gluten sensitivity, if not celiac. I feel you on that. And then soy and corn just don't play well with me either. So yeah, talk to me more about that experience.
So really the first, you know, a few times of going to the grocery store and looking at things, I still just remember that. It's like I'd pick something up and I'd be reading through and I'd be like, ah, and then I'd go, oh, this one looks okay. Ah, like you get into the ingredient section of it, reading through it, and you're just like, it's in everything. sorry, trying not to scream, but it's like,
it makes you want to scream.
It does.
Really does.
Grocery store trips became a 2-hour experience and it was awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that experience very well myself. Absolutely. And it came to the point where I'd realized that my health depended on the way that I ate. And I started to switch my viewpoint from, you know, I was one of those people that would have come into your pharmacy and been on, at one point in time, I was on 18 prescriptions.
Wow.
12 of them I took daily.
Wow.
Couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I was just sick all the time. And it was all these inflammatory and autoimmune conditions. And then at some point, you know, I realized that nutrition was a huge underlying factor, all these food intolerances that I had and, and other issues that I had going on. And then I was able to really work my way off of the medications as long as I was careful about the food. And I started really looking at food as medicine.
Exactly.
You know, and so it was interesting to go into this mindset where it's like, okay, my life depends on, I'm going to get this figured out. And I'm guessing that's where you got.
Exactly. I always like to bring up my son because he had some pretty intense digestive issues after he was born and that kind of thing. So we ended up going grain-free, dairy-free, and gluten-free, which people, I tell them, they're like, what's left? I'm like, protein and vegetables.
You know, and really the answer to that though is surprisingly, it's still a lot.
It's still a lot.
There's a lot, you know, but I think it's again switching that mindset from a mindset of scarcity or lack to a mindset of abundance and looking at it and going, okay, yeah, I can't have these things and they're in everything that's processed, but I can have all this other array of beauty.
It opened up a whole new, like, oh, how can I prepare this and how can I prepare that? Like Thanksgiving was very interesting, right? Like preparing recipes that were still in the season and in the tradition and being able to incorporate those and still have a wonderful time without having to have all the processed food and the quote unquote turkey coma. Processed food coma.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it, you know, that was amazing. So this year was the first time that I was able to get not only myself, but my son and my, my husband to eat a different way for Thanksgiving. And yeah, we discovered it's not a turkey coma.
No.
Yeah. It was not a turkey coma. It, we all, we ate our food. The rest of the family had their food and we brought our own food because of our sensitivities. And we were all raring to go after dinner. You know, there was no turkey sleep or turkey, you know, turkey nap. And everybody else was like, oh, I'm ready to pass out. So it was a really interesting experience.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really great. I'm glad you brought that up.
You're welcome.
Totally. So what is, you know, if people are out there and they're listening, they're thinking, okay, you know, maybe this is for me. Like who's your ideal client? Like who do you usually work with? Who is somebody that would really benefit from seeing you? I know, right? Because like, here's the thing is honestly, everyone benefits from nutrition. Right? But I mean, is there a certain niche or a certain type of person that you've seen this work really exceptionally well for?
Moms is one because we're trying to hold the families together, right? We typically are scrambling to get everyone here, there, and everywhere. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, then we have a really hard time taking care of our families. So that's been kind of like my niche. And also like just looking at what happened with my mom, looking at myself and recognizing how I respond to my son when I'm fed and well taken care of versus when things are a little stressful and, oh, wait, I've dropped that out. And it's really just really amazing how different that can be. So moms is really where it comes down to, because you guys, I think we need it. Like we need somebody to be a champion for us. And
yeah, my husband always, he still says, he's like, you know, my dad said it when I was younger and I'll say it now. He's like, if mommy ain't happy.
Ain't nobody happy. You
know,
right.
But it, and it's true. But the thing is, as caregivers, you know, and then we're also, you know, the modern woman especially is out trying to make things happen, you know, very driven in many other facets of her life. And it's hard to maintain balance. And I find that food in our fast food world, and we have so many options.
We do.
You know, but and I don't care how healthy the places that I go to eat, it can be the most real food, organic, whatever. A lot of times it's still just missing something. It doesn't feel as nourishing. It's maybe it's vitamin L love. I don't know what it is, but I mean, it just doesn't feel the same. So yeah, I think it's really important that people really learn to have good nutrition and take care of themselves.
Right.
Especially as moms, you're absolutely right with that. So yeah. Cool. So have you got any big plans coming up over the next few months in your practice? Anything special that's going on? Any talks that you're giving? Anything you want to promote here?
We're always doing talks. We usually do 2 a month, various topics and that kind of thing, because muscle testing is an interesting thing to look at, right? So I always want to give people the opportunity to come in and see, like, how would your body respond to this and that kind of thing. The other big thing that we've actually just launched, I'm in the phase of launching this right now, is it's a specific test that gives you a picture of like how well your body's functioning. How is your nervous system functioning? it was the thing. So when I started, it was what had shown me that my body was functioning at that of a 70-year-old, even though I wasn't 30, right? And I was like, okay, it might be time to do something, right? And then before I got pregnant, it was kind of the tool that I used to go like, oh, things are going really well. Let's go ahead and get pregnant. And so I can use it to help people identify, like, where are you at? How can we change this? What else can we do? Like, is there more that we can get out of your body to help it perform? Because so many people don't realize, like, what they're going through can be different, right? Like, that's a big piece of it, is like, we just accept it as like, oh, I'm getting older, this is what happens. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. So really giving someone a picture and like, so they can see the progress their body is making and that kind of thing. So we're in the process of launching that right now as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it's amazing, the capacity of the body to heal is what I've discovered.
Right.
You really can turn the clock back.
Right.
And I wish that more people knew that. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to take this opportunity with this show.
Health expansion. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, I haven't realized over the past, since 2009 is how long I've been on a program, and like different things I've added in. I was like, wow, I can have that. Like, I was expecting to go the other way. Like, the family's going the other way, but I was just blown away continually by like, I never thought that was possible.
Absolutely. And I see it with a lot of my clients as well. It's it's really interesting how in just a few short months, making some changes to nutrition and lifestyle, they feel, and they sometimes look 10 years younger. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
It's really great. Well, very cool. Well, thank you so much for being on with me today. I really appreciate having you here. I'd like for you to tell everyone how they can find you, how they can get in touch with you if they'd like more information.
If you'd like more information, we're on Facebook. We also have our website, alloutnutrition.com. Or you can reach out to us via phone at 314-529-1754. And we'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dr. Sarah. It was wonderful to have you. And Dr. Sarah Wilmsmeyer, again, alloutnutrition.com. So reach out to her for more information. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal. For more information, find me online at amandalaplante.com or getrealtoheal.net. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram at Get Real to Heal. This is Amanda LaPlante of Get Real to Heal. You are listening to KWRHLP 92.9 FM, your community radio station in Webster Groves, Missouri. This is Amanda LaPlante with Amanda's Health Moment. Today, I'd like to talk about some tips for kicking your sugar habit. You know, a lot of people are conditioned from a young age here in America to eat sugar on pretty much everything. We sweeten up things that most places, the people would never even think of putting sweets on. So it's important when we're trying to drop weight or regain our health, fight inflammation, a whole host of different issues in the body can be affected by our sugar intake. One place to start is to consider reducing or eliminating your caffeine by getting in touch with your body's unique needs and your own level of tolerance. The ups and downs of caffeine can include dehydration, blood sugar swings, and caffeine itself can cause sugar cravings. You get that spike, that up feeling, that rush, and then when that starts to taper off, you may look for something else to get that back, and a lot of times people lean to sugar. Another tip is just drinking some water. Sometimes our sweet cravings are, again, a sign of dehydration. So before you go to the sugar, have a glass of water, wait a few minutes, and see if that craving subsides. Most people think of getting their sugar fix from things like, you know, cookies, processed foods. But one thing that we don't think about enough is eating naturally sweet vegetables and fruits. They can satisfy your sweet tooth and crowd out those sugar cravings. And there are a lot of good antioxidants and other health benefits that you're going to get from those foods versus the processed and sugary stuff that you would normally seek. Avoiding chemicalized and artificial sweetener foods with added sugar, that's important as well. And you can use gentle sweeteners that are real, like maple syrup, brown rice syrup, dried fruit, maybe stevia. Those can be good alternatives to satisfy that sweet tooth without creating imbalance or issues for your body to such a degree. Get physically active. This one's important. Start with simple activities like walking or yoga if you need to, and start with 10 minutes a day and gradually increase. Being active helps balance blood sugar levels, boost your energy, and reduce tension, and it'll decrease the likelihood that you'll want to self-medicate with sugar. Get some more sleep. Rest and relaxation are really important here. Simple carbs such as sugar are the most readily available source of energy for an exhausted body and mind. And if you're in a state of chronic stress or sleep deprivation, your body will crave the quickest form of energy available, and that's usually sugar. So sleep your way to better health. Evaluate the amount of animal protein that you eat. That can actually also have an effect on your cravings. Eating too much animal food can lead to cravings for sweets. And imbalances can also occur when you eat too little animal protein. So be aware of what your unique body needs are. Get in touch with your body about that. And through experimentation and intuition, you can find out which foods create balance for you as an individual. There's no one diet that's right for everyone. Remember that. Eliminate fat-free and low-fat packaged snack foods. These foods can contain high quantities of sugar to compensate for the lack of flavor and fat, which will send you on a roller coaster ride of sugar highs and lows. And experiment with spices. I love doing this at home. It can make a big difference in your meal. Coriander, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, cardamom, they're all naturally sweet, and they'll satisfy your craving, or reduce your craving, and naturally sweeten up your food. Last but not least, slow down and find sweetness in non-food ways. Cravings almost always have a psychological component, so by identifying the underlying causes of food cravings and making lifestyle adjustments accordingly, you can find balance and take charge of your health. When life itself becomes sweet, excess sugar isn't as necessary. My grandma always said, "You're sweet enough, so eat less sugar." This has been Amanda's Health Moment. I am Amanda LaPlante. For more health tips and information, find me online at GetRealToHeal.net or on Facebook at GetRealToHeal. And don't forget to catch my show, Get Real to Heal, Monday mornings at 9:30 and Friday mornings at 10:30, right here on KWRH LP 92.9 FM.